I'm going to be a senior at Austin High School in Austin, Texas. Today I'm here with Wally Reinhardt, who works with artists and exhibits. How are you doing, Wally?
Fine, thank you.
What exactly do you do?
Well, I'm responsible for designing, producing the exhibits in the visitor centers and the information panels you see in the wayside, and working with park staff to help them identify and develop their interpretive message.
Why is this job important?
Well, it's very important that we educate the public about the resources at a park. By the resources, I mean what makes the park unique and why did we choose to have it in the park system to begin with. There's usually something about a park that makes it worthy to be in the system. And we work with the staff to explain that to the people so that as they visit, they have a greater understanding. And hopefully, they'll have a respect for it and protect it and preserve it and treat it with the respect that we do and that we think that everyone should have for it.
Okay, what got you interested in this field of work?
Well, I've always liked the outdoors, and I got my degree in theater. I got a BFA, and I was doing lighting design for theater, and then I started doing it for museums, and I liked the museum environment, the educational aspect of it. And eventually I got to the point where I was doing the exhibit designs, moved from the lighting to full exhibit design. I did that for about 12 years at the Chicago Historical Society. When I saw this job open up, it seemed like a good idea to bring my exhibit design experience and my love of the outdoors together. Mm-hmm. And so I jumped at the chance to apply for the job, and I got it.
Can you describe for us a typical, your daily routine?
It'd probably be easier to talk about like the three major chunks of my job. I would spend a whole day in front of the computer doing the design of the exhibits, the 3D design. I'm responsible for taking a space and dividing it up into the different, putting the walls in and things like that. And I do that on a computer using a CAD program. I also spend a lot of time traveling out to the parks and working with them to develop their mission, an interpretive message like we just talked about. I travel quite a bit all around the state. And I also spend a lot of time working as part of a team of artists and craftsmen to actually design and produce the actual components mm-hmm. Of the exhibit.
Can you describe for us the whole process of getting an exhibit done from start to finish?
Okay, well that starts, there's lots of people involved in that, and I'll kind of talk about the people as we go along. One of the first things we do is I go along with what our interpretive planner, who is the person who is responsible for writing all the words, gathering all the artifacts, getting all the pictures, thinking about what it's going to be like as the visitor goes through the exhibit. And I work with them and the park staff to develop their interpretive message and then they go back and they plan the exhibit. We call plan the exhibit, which is do all the little chores I talked about. They do a lot of research. If you like doing research and learning about all sorts of different things because it's always different, that's a really good job for you. Then it kind of comes to me and I design the 3D space, think about how much room we need for all the different little parts that the planners have thought that need to be part of the exhibit. And then once I've done that, I go and I work with a graphic designer. I work with lots of people and I kind of go through them one by one, but not necessarily in any order. A graphic designer would be responsible for making something like this, which is what we call a panel, an interpretive panel. You can see it has text over here. I'm turned around. Text over here, this is actually a diagram of the lift mechanism for the Franklin tram. It sounds dry, but you look at this and it's really neat. But he took a picture and then made a drawing out of it, and then color-coded it so you could understand the different parts and how they function and everything. So you can see we took all sorts of different medium and kind of squished them together and to make this. So that's kind of what the graphic designers do. And they choose the colors and the typefaces and things like that. So that's what the graphic designer will be doing. I also have a sculptor that works for me. He would be creating the 3D elements. He might do anything from something as large as a topo map, a full-scale topo map of the park, to something as small as the toad that Brent just had that was done by our sculptor. Then I also would be working with Nola Davis, who does our painting. There obviously are no pictures of dinosaurs or archaic tribes in their normal setting. So she would actually do a painting that illustrates, you know, those things, and we would incorporate that into the exhibit. I have Pete, our cabinet maker, makes all the cabinets and walls and things like that that we need to put the exhibit together. And Rudy Garcia does our interactives, the things that you push and pull and turn and twist and like that in an exhibit. He would be responsible developing and producing all of those. So you can see we have all these different people, and one of my jobs is trying to get them kind of moving all in the same direction and doing the same project. And it's fun. It's a lot of fun. They're very talented people.
We just got a question from a viewer. What kind of artist does Parks and Wildlife hire?
A lot of times an exhibit will have just more than we can handle in-house. Maybe we need more illustrations, maybe we need more paintings, maybe we need more castings. So we'll hire illustrators, people who can develop and draw maps, charts, and that kind of thing. So those are the kind of artists we would hire from the outside, contract.
What are some advice or tips you'd like to give to someone who's interested in this field? Maybe classes to take or internships?
Get your computer skills up. First of all, you need to know Photoshop, you need to know Illustrator or Freehand, Quark, PageMaker. You need to have good computer skills. All of these people that we talk about at some point in their day are at the computer. Internships are definitely a good thing to do for two reasons. One, if you're coming out of a school situation, school projects are great, but practical experience is what's going to sell you. Internships are a good way to add a practical, you know, real-world part to your portfolio. It also allows you to network with other people. And, you know, Texas knows, Alabama knows, Michigan. I mean, we know each other. You know, there's not a lot of us doing this as you might think. So when the good jobs come up and everything, if I know you and you've done a good job for me, I may say, you know, hey, you could apply for that job in Michigan. It's a good job. So that's really helpful.
Okay. So for people who don't know if this is the job for them, what are some interests that relate to your job?
I think you have to like, we do a lot of kids. Like families, we gear our stuff towards kids. I think you have to like drawing and illustrating and that kind of thing, you know, sculpting.
So what are some opportunities of working for Texas and Wildlife that people should know about?
Well, there's a lot of opportunities that the state offers you that I don't think you could get anywhere else. Nola Davis, who I mentioned earlier is our painter, actually had a painting of hers as part of a NOVA special on dinosaurs, and I don't think that would have happened anywhere else. Michael Bryan, our sculptor, had a chance to do a full-size mammoth up at Lubbock Lake Park. So I think the opportunities are there.
Thank you, Wally, for sharing with us today. Elizabeth is up next with our special guest, a water quality scientist.